This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Prosecutors will be presenting their case against the accused Club Q shooter over the next 3 days. Five people were killed in the shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs last year. At least 19 others were injured. The suspect is facing more than 320 charges, including first-degree murder, attempted murder, and bias-motivated crimes or hate crimes. A preliminary hearing is used to determine if there is sufficient evidence to proceed to trial. A measure to make it easier for K-12 schools to hire therapists is moving forward at the Colorado Capitol. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The bill would remove some licensing requirements for therapists to work in schools. Democratic Senator Janice Marchman is a middle school math teacher in Loveland and the bill's main sponsor. She says the goal is for more school-age children to access therapy and get mental health support. She says she sees students with depression and anger issues.
The behaviors of students have risen to a level that is alarming. Sadly, I'm seeing more violence in our schools, and it scares me.
Children's Hospital has declared a pediatric mental health state of emergency in Colorado. Lawmakers in both parties have been trying to increase access to mental health care. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Steamboat Resort has extended its ski season by 1 week through mid-April. So far this season, Steamboat has had more than 340 inches of snow, and more than a foot could fall over the next few days. Steamboat's last open day is now set for April 16th. This is CPR News.